This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
No, Greg Bishop is not a quack.
Oh, that's good to know.
He just plays one on radio?
Yeah, Greg Blank Bishop. It sounds like Mel Blanc.
Yeah, except that Mel Blanc didn't. Yeah, but sure, but he didn't do Donald Duck. That's the one he didn't do.
You know what's on his gravestone?
Yeah, I do.
but that's all, folks.
It just says, that's all, folks, and that's all it says.
I don't even, voices.
It might say that on there, too. I think you're right. His grave is like 2 miles from my house at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. So I take people on tours there when they come to visit. If you come to town and you see me, I'll take you to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Two of the Ramones are buried there, too.
Johnny and Joey?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Dee Dee's probably on display at some circus sideshow.
Yeah. No, I don't think Joey's buried there. I can't remember. Maybe it is Dee Dee and Johnny. Johnny has that big grave. He has that big monument with him coming out of the thing in granite playing his guitar. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's pretty famous, actually.
And I took Nick there. He had a religious experience.
You should have had him get up on the back of the statue and take his picture riding.
Yeah, should have. He would have enjoyed it.
And, of course, they're talking about our old friend Nick Redfern there.
But, yeah, the Paramania group I took there, too, and we had fun.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, we're getting off into music again. We just can't help ourselves.
I guess Gene can back us back into the subject at hand or whatever subject we have.
Well, I can do that. What is your chapter about in Robbie's new book?
It's called... Here, let me read it out of the book. I got it on a Saturday morning. Significantly, Sergeant Pepper's came at 8, 9 in the morning, and UFOs Reframing the Debate came at 10 in the morning on my doorstep. My chapter is called, and it's a very big, overblown title, The Co-Creation Hypothesis, Human Perception, the Informational Universe, and the Overhaul of UFO Research. I think I might have wanted to take off that overhaul of UFO research part off, but there we are. And I can't even remember what it's about. Okay, I remember what it's about. It's a lot of stuff I've been saying here, but it's basically saying, you know, let's step back. Let's listen to the witnesses. Let's realize that there's more going on in a close encounter, much more going on between a witness and the witnessed in a close encounter, 500 feet or less, than is going on in a simple sighting where you see something flying through the sky. And probably most importantly for me in this essay, what I mentioned before, we have to look at the instrument that is receiving UFO reports, us. I don't even think we realize exactly how that instrument works all the time. And it's not a tape recorder. It's not a video recorder. It's subject to our memories, our prejudices, our emotions, our cultural cueing, our evolutionary heritage, that's very important, how we perceive time, how we tell stories to ourselves and others. And the last part of the essay, I talk about information theory and how that might be an important aspect of what's going on with when we theorize about what UFOs are, how we see them, how we experience them, etc. So that is the extent of the essay of whatever it is. Came out to like 5,500 or 6,000 words or something.
Yeah.
So if people, though, are still chasing after aliens, how do you get them off that train?
I can't. However, that's what somebody said about the book. It's like, you know, well, what do you expect this book to do? You know, it's not going to change anybody's mind. I said, I don't think the purpose of the book is to change people's minds. It's to reframe the debate. That's the title of the thing. It's if people are open to these other ideas, it provides them an avenue to explore these other ideas And what I really hope is take these ideas and push them further and do things that people in this book haven't even thought of yet. It's a catalyst, I think. I think the best thing that could happen with this book is to be a catalyst for people to start thinking in different ways. And there are definite things in this book where you can, you know, that research can, where research can take a different path. Micah Hank's chapter is all about a different classification system for UFO reports. That's one example. Susan St. Clair's chapter is about the paranormal and other events that are considered to be paranormal and how they relate to the UFO subject in people's and witness experience. And these are just a couple of things that could be done. Because when we were on Coast to Coast the other night, Robbie immediately got hate mail, like within 10 minutes of the show.
Wow. That's sad.
Yeah. Well, you know what? So what? Whoever sent him the hate mail has no clue about what's going on here. They're basically stuck in, I want to hear UFO porno. And that's fine. You know, I lived on that for years. But at some point, if you're inclined to, you say, well, what's behind all this stuff? And what, you know, what might be a different explanation? Or what can we entertain besides the big elephant in the room of the ETH? Can we entertain other ideas? Yes, we can, and we should. And some of the comments I hear from people is like, you know, this psychological mumbo jumbo is all well and fine, but it's not really talking about the real thing that's going on here and the real research that can be done on this, you know, by gathering data and all this.
I was thinking while you were talking of an article I read from Ray Palmer in his Flying Saucers magazine back in the 50s or 60s. And he said, do Martians see UFOs? But his point, of course, in the argument was that he felt UFOs were native to our environment or something we perceive here. We're not perceiving them in outer space. And maybe there's some comparable phenomenon that people on other worlds might deal with. And even if we discover ironclad evidence that Proxima Centauri has a planet that is inhabited possibly by life as we know it, that would never solve the UFO mystery. They may have their own UFO mystery to deal with.
I think that a lot of the problem here is the way that our minds work is let us come up with a model and then let's push everything into that model to see how well it fits. And the problem is that people get obsessed with whatever model that they want to shove out all the data into, to the exclusion of everything else. What's really hard, and I'm trying to do this with myself, is to consider every model possible, consider a lot of possibilities and see what might work, not be stuck in one of them. You have to be stuck in one of them while you're doing work on them. It's just the nature of it. But the problem is when an ego gets involved and says, this is the way that things work. I think that's a mistake. The really hard thing to do is to be, as I think I said this in the essay, complete interest and total agnosticism. I think that's a really good mindset, which is a tough one, too, when you're going into this study.
Yeah, absolutely. Most people don't have the ability to understand that they're not being objective, number one, and then number two, to actually be objective and agnostic about things and really be open-minded about all the permutations and in the possible, you know, different interpretations that a single set of data even can, you know, can be interpreted in a variety of ways. And it kind of depends on your front-loading, as I like to refer to it as. You know, the more you're front-loaded by comic books, by, you know, graphic novels, by TV, by movies, the less likely you are to be in a position to actually be effectively objective, because you've been just totally front-loaded by your culture, which is not your friend. Culture is not your friend.
Well, at least X-Files in their new incarnation has kind of abandoned their ET theory. I mean, they still say that there was a Roswell crash involving aliens, but that our government participated in all the conspiracies after that. It's all us. It's not E.T. We've got Greg Bishop. We've got Chris O'Brien. We've got Gene Steinberg. More to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So even X-Files, Greg Bishop, has changed the culture in that way. Did you know that?
Yeah, actually, when you have Robbie on, ask him about that. He has very specific ideas about media culture and the UFO subject. I mean, that's what his first book is about.
Silver Screen Saucers?
Yes. Yeah,
very good.
He's probably, you know, I don't know about the world authority, but just about anybody you would ask would say, who would know about, you know, media, movies, TV, documentaries, whatever you want to call it, and the UFO subject and how they affect each other in a reflexive fashion.
Yeah.
Robbie would be the person to ask about that. I think that what the X-Files does and their writers do is they do just what we all do. We go trolling the internet for information. And when they see something that's at the front of the curve, they're going to incorporate that into their story structures and their story arcs, which is a good idea. I mean, I think that's great. But there is also, if you're really into the subject matter, like us three and most people listening to this show, you can go even farther than that. I mean, there are things that cannot be expressed in a TV show yet. And I think a lot of this comes up on your show and my show and a few other people we know. The thinking on the subject is a lot of it is not even ahead of the curve. It's just out away from the curve. That kind of stuff interests me.
Yeah. Well, you also have the interesting correlation, too, that you see with the release of E.T.-themed popular culture, like Close Encounters, Day of the Earth Stood Still, the original. If you'll notice that you tend to have more an increased kind of intensity or a sighting wave that seems to kind of launch itself after these popular E.T.-themed cultural, you know, art, if you will, has been released and embraced by the public. Then you tend to see a corresponding rise in interest in these subjects, which I think Robbie does mention that in Silver Screen Saucers, that there tends to be a bell curve that follows the release of a very popular sci-fi with alien motifs and storylines and also there's a rise when we get out of overseas operations militarily. There tends to be a rise in UFO activity and unusual activity in the year or two following the drawdown from foreign theater participation by the military. Just coincidentally, a change in the federal branch from one party to the other party. You tend to see an upsurge in activity the following year or two. Go figure. And also the run-up to the election. There tends to be a little bit more activity in the run-up of an election year when there's a change of political power in the executive branch. There's a moon phase correlation with cattle mutilations. So getting back to the whole idea of creative thinking, I think people need to, you know, to look at things from new and different angles and get a little oblique with your thinking and get outside of that that confounded box that we always talk about.
Like Chris said, you look at all of this from the side if you can, as a sideways glance. Because you see things in the periphery of your vision. If you look in the periphery of your vision mentally, I think you'll pick up some signals. And they may mean something to you, and you may be able to communicate that to other people and answer these questions for yourself. Because ultimately, I think what we're doing with the UFO thing is answering questions for ourselves, maybe not for the society at large or the collective, but for ourselves.
Well, the one thing you were saying here about events occurring, say, when a government changes or during an election. Now, there's both optimism and anxiety. And I wonder if anxiety about how things might change, about the potential for change, might trigger some external phenomenon.
That might. Do you see what Chris is saying here is everything he was saying to me, what Chris was saying about all these events that seem to precipitate or precede a UFO sighting wave. When he's saying that, I say that when I see a pattern and something starts to excite me, I'm immediately kind of going, I'm buying into my own BS here. But apart from that, what he was saying there was all these things are human things. A change of regime in the White House, military actions, any of these things, even phases of the moon and all that, we're watching that stuff. It's all centered on us. So you know, how much, you know, how can we pick ourselves out of the equation to figure out what the other thing is? That's what interests me. But yeah, it's every time we refer to this, it seems to be on some human-centered scale, which, you know, that seems obvious to us. But I think we have to realize it when we're studying the subject, that we cannot take ourselves out of the equation.
Maybe because we're part of it. The phenomenon is a part of us.
Well, that's Greg's whole chapter in the new
sure.
Robbie Graham book is the co-creative aspect of ufology, which has really been given short shrift. Not enough people realize that this is a reflective phenomenon and that we are as important to the process as whatever it is from the outside coming in.
Yeah, and you know, the one of the big questions is, you know, how much of us is in there? And as I say in my essay, it could be complete. It could be almost nothing to almost everything. Might be us. And what are we left with that almost everything? What is the precipitating event? What causes UFO reports?
Well, maybe we see UFOs because we're conditioned to view things in that way, and that goes back to a lot of possibilities that right now we're living in that culture, therefore the phenomenon is a UFO. And maybe if we're out in space and we're exploring other star systems and we have warp drive or whatever we use to get there, there'll be some other kind of phenomenon that will be an imperative to tell us what's going on in our future, where we need to go, where we need to take ourselves.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, I think if we become somehow unstuck from time in some way or be able to do that, maybe that's part of the answer too. Some people can do that. Remote viewers can do it to an extent.
Well, maybe they're just tapping into things in a different way. The thing I worry about remote viewing is always the accuracy level. Or maybe they're creating the reality that they see.
Yeah, that's called analytical overlay, and I think they're aware of that. And no, it's not perfect. It's far from perfect. But there are just some people that are better at it than others, and there might be threads that can be pulled in from that, too. Not necessarily believing what reviewer says specifically, or what's the word, in a direct way, but maybe metaphorically or obliquely, as Chris said.
We've got more to come with Greg, Gene, and Chris. You're in
Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're back with two more segments, trying to sit here and ponder the state of the universe, our paranormal universe, what's going on there. And by doing that, we have to take all the files collected by the National UFO Reporting Center and throw them in the garbage can or erase them. Take the database from MUFON that they've accumulated since 1969 when they were a splinter group from APRO and spun off as the Midwest UFO Network before they became Mutual UFO Network several years later. I don't know if our listeners know that MUFON originally started as people who had some problem with APRO and decided to roll their own. And they kept going, and APRO died maybe 15, 18 years later. Not that it's done anything. It hasn't brought us anything. It hasn't brought us any closer to anything.
I was not suggesting that we throw away databases. That I don't think that should happen. I just said that Valet thought that it was... The differences between the data collection methodologies were irreconcilable as a large database. I think they can still be used for something. I just don't, you know, I'm kind of scared that there's no way to integrate all databases all over the world from different places. Like, yeah, not to erase them, not to get rid of them, anything like that. There might still be things, I'm sure there's still clues hidden in those databases. But as far as an answer to the UFOs enigma, you know, I don't know if the answer, quote unquote, is in there. And the fact, the other thing I think I said in my essay is, you know, if we stop looking for an answer or the answer, that might open things up too. If you start thinking, we're going to solve this thing and it's going to be this thing, the aliens or, you know, or an interdimensional, shoving it down one of these pipes is is not a good idea because the thing doesn't want to be shoved in a pipe or into a category. That's my other T-shirt that I want to wear at conferences. Mimic the obliqueness of the subject matter.
If you have a lot of people trying to blend in with the wallpaper and.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the lust for results. You know, anytime that you become rabid because you think you've figured something out, the phenomenon is going to throw you just enough information to let you, you know, open your mouth, go public, and put your foot in your mouth, because invariably the phenomenon is going to then give you data diametrically opposed to any conclusions that you come up with, and it's going to give you the exact opposite data. Believe me, I've been there, and I've experienced this, and I've even predicted that I would experience this. And it's just irreconcilable. You just the more you focus on it, the more it's like mercury, and it scoots away. It's almost like you have to, you know, kind of have your eyes half crossed and sort of be looking sort of you know, at the horizon or look out of your peripheral vision to really get a direct view of it, which is really frustrating.
Yeah, exactly. You have to walk this weird thing where you are interested, but you don't, you know, you don't buy into anything. Yeah, that's my thing. What I said earlier, complete interest in total agnosticism. And that's a tough one. That's a weird tightrope to walk.
Yeah,
and
it's impossible for most people.
I think it, I don't know about it wants to do that, but I think it's human psychology is made to become obsessed with things.
It comes to the territory. It's almost a, you know, it's almost a predictable obstacle for any sort of clarity in terms of trying to analyze all this information, try to make sense of it. It's set up in a very tricksterish, kaleidoscopic fashion where the center never really holds. It's like trying to pin down mercury. It's very, very tricksterish. I really got to write a book on the trickster and UFOs. I don't think anybody's really done that yet. That might be my next project after my follow-up to Stalk in the Herd.
Great. I'd love to see that. You should probably interview George Hansen.
Well, I definitely wouldn't. In fact, I'd love to co-write it with him.
Well, write him and see what's up with him. I have never talked to him. George Hansen
is somebody cool.
I always wanted to talk to, and everybody's like, he's so approachable. You know, just write to him. So
yeah, he's great. I'll give you his contact information. We've had him on the show here. I met him in New Jersey at one of the Fringe New Jersey conferences that I spoke at, and we had a great time. He's very, very open-minded and a lot of fun. He's just very light and, you know, just there's always that twinkle in his eye, you know, which I really appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I enjoyed what he had to say also. A couple of things there troubled me, but look, you bring somebody on, there's always going to be something that you can complain about.
What troubled you?
I don't know. I think his interpretation of a certain abduction case where a certain person was stalking a certain UFO abduction researcher. And position he took, and we all don't want to get back into that again as that opens up.
Oh, God, no.
No, we don't want to go into that, because the last time Chris said something about it and they blamed me for it.
Yeah, I'm keeping my mouth shut on this one.
No, I'm not. That's as far as I want to go.
Yeah, well, that's another weird thing about ufology. What do you back off from? And it's hard to tell sometimes.
Yeah, well, I just stay out of the abduction thing as much as I can. You know, I recuse myself because I may have been abducted. So how can I possibly comment on it from a place of objectivity?
It's even harder for you, but you know, that goes back to that. You know, how agnostic can you remain the closer you get to the subject, and the closer you get to it, that agnosticism starts melting away, and that's when you have to beware. Like I said, when I start believing my own BS, I start getting scared.
Yeah, just get Sigrid to smack you upside the head.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I should.
Whack.
Yeah, she has more than once about certain things by just saying, I'm not going to that dumb convention. What do I need to hear all that for?
Yeah, right.
And she's right.
Yeah, well, you're going by yourself, honey.
Yeah, exactly. And she's totally fine with it, you know? So that's great, you know? Both of us chose well, so that's good.
Yeah. I love it. Well, I've been contacted by a guy that claims that he's the source of the letter that was sent to the CIA, he actually sent it to the National Forest Service, so the Tonto National Forest, and it ended up getting forwarded on to the CIA, which is part of the recent data dump that John Greenwald posted on the Black Vault. And this guy claimed that he's found the entrance to an underground alien base just about an hour and a half from me. And somehow it's kind of weird how he contacted me. I still am not quite sure how he knew to contact me, but he's supposedly sending me a DVD with some photographs and some footage and stuff on it that he took. When he sent the letter to the Forest Service, they kind of ignored him. They did forward it on to Washington, but since he didn't hear back from him, he contacted the some law enforcement there. I'm not sure if it was the Rangers or local law enforcement. And because he was persistent, they said, if you don't stop, sir, we're going to be taking you to the mental hospital. Because he was talking about alien, 20-foot aliens with bear snouts for faces and pretty bizarre stuff. I'm wondering if there's any, like, mushrooms around the Lake Roosevelt area or the Salt River, because some of the descriptions that he has are pretty, pretty wild. So I figured I'd just make a little public announcement that we're going to be led to the latest underground base location here sometime this summer when it cools down a little bit.
Well, watch out if you're led there, maybe. You'll go there and you'll not come back.
Well, you know, in the Tonto National Forest, I've done a little research. There's been quite a number of weird disappearances of people that have, you know, just ended up disappearing, leaving all their valuables in their car, and the car open, that sort of thing, and no apparent sign of them from there on. And there's been quite a number of cases. I have an email into David Pilates about this to see if he has any information on some of these Tonto National Forest disappearances.
More to come with Gene, Chris, and Greg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we open up a new can of worms here. People who disappear, and you mentioned, Chris, the Tonto National Forest. So let's just refresh our listeners from the break there. They leave their possessions in the car.
Right. Their cars are found, and it's like the person should be standing there or sitting in the car, and they're not. You know, all their personal possessions are there. There's been a couple cases where stuff's been spread around, I think, outside the car. It's just strange, unsolved disappearances. Obviously, David Pilates is our kind of resident expert on all things missing and disappeared in national forests and parks. So I'm going to dovetail some research with him and find out, if he has any additional information. But this guy, he's making all the right noises. He goes, I know I sound crazy, and the cops, even threatened to lock me up if I didn't stop bugging them about it. But there is something really going on there, and I have some photographic evidence to prove it. So I'm waiting to see this, and we'll just have to take it one step at a time. It's not that far from the house here.
Okay, so let me ask you a little bit more about this, Chris. All right, so when you say leave the possessions in the car, is it because they were moving or just what they would normally keep in a car?
Just normally what they would have, their purses or ID, that sort of thing. I think in one case it was groceries, if I remember correctly. So there's been a number of these over the years in the 70s and 80s and into the, I think, early 90s. There's been quite a number of these. Just strange disappearances. Not only people disappearing, leaving cars behind, but people on hikes on the Arizona Trail, for instance, which goes right through that area. So we'll just have to just keep digging, and once it cools down, this gentleman has offered to lead an expedition there. So we'll have our cameras ready to go and possibly even have some analog equipment there without the possible problems with digital equipment.
When I hear about things like this, I wonder sometimes if people have a reason to disappear and they create this circumstance. You know, maybe they're being chased by law enforcement, by creditors or something, and
right,
they have a reason to go and there's somebody else who picks them up in the car and takes them away.
Right. They staged their own disappearance.
Exactly.
Sure. Yeah, and that could probably account for some, but it's interesting that it should be all centered in a particular area like this. It would appears to me to be a rather unusual concentration of cases.
Oh, it sure does sound like something really strange, though, even if it isn't. Just the symptoms of it. Now, what do the authorities say? Has anyone really looked into it, other, of course, than Pilates?
Well, again, he didn't get any real response from the Forest Service. They just forwarded his information on to Washington, and it ended up being part of this data dump by the CIA a couple months ago.
All right.
It was his original letter that was sent to the Forest Service, and it was just forwarded on to Washington, ended up in the agency. So I'm not sure why that determination was made, that the letter should go to them, but it was all part of John Greenwald's data dump. And I was alerted the next day by someone that said, hey, this is down kind of in your neck of the woods. You know, I remember going there and sort of looking it up and thinking, wow, this is a pretty interesting story. I might want to go there. And then out of the blue, about 3 or 4 weeks later, this guy calls me up and says, I'm the guy that sent the letter in. It's almost like I'm a little suspicious of the, you know, I said, well, how did you find out about me? And he goes, well, I saw you on the internet and you made a response that showed that you were interested in aliens. So I figured you were where you are in Arizona. You're pretty near. So I figured I'd contact you. And that doesn't quite wash, but Casey's listening. I don't want to scare him away, but, you know, it seems a little strange. So I'm not going into this with all sorts of expectation by any means, and I am going to bring lots of witnesses in case something does show up. But we're going to be ready to go. We're going to have some drones. And
I'll come. Geez.
Yeah, sure, if you want. We're probably going to go up there in September, probably when it's cool enough, because it's down about 4,000 feet, and it's probably down about 3,000 feet. So it's going to be hot down there from here on out. We're looking for the rest of the week at 100 degree weather. We've dodged that triple digit monster here this year. We've been unusually cool, and now we're going into the hundreds, and down there it's going to be probably 8 to 10 degrees hotter.
Right now, looking at the weather, and we're doing this on a Thursday, June 1st, the weather in the Phoenix area is going to be low hundreds for the next 5 days.
Same up here.
All right, well, let's see what happens. Maybe here we can do some kind of live thing. If you have a decent cell phone connection, maybe we can set up Skype or something. So when ET captures you, Chris, and takes you away, we will hear it.
Well, 20-foot aliens that have bear faces, I can't wait to get some footage of that.
I bet in the daytime you won't see anything. Although, well, you know what? You can set
says,
it up
yeah,
for
you
a...
can.
Oh, yeah?
He knows exactly where to look. He says they've camouflaged the rock face, the opening. They've poured cement and then made it look like rocks. He says, but if you look carefully, you can tell that it's obviously fake. And it's in the middle of nowhere. There's no trails or roads or anything near there.
Okay. I've many people say it's so well camouflaged, you can't, I can't see anything. But if you're actually there, that may be different.
Well, and if you have a drone, you can fly right up to it.
Yeah, that too. Exactly. I've got two of them, so if one gets shot down, we'll try the other one.
Okay, cool. And Ron has two as well.
Okay, so what's going to happen here is Greg's going to bring his drones, and Chris is going to bring his crew, and I don't know if I'm going to join you or not. I don't like running around and driving in mountains and stuff.
I love it.
Yeah, oh, God. That's what I live for.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So, Greg, what else are you up to before we lose you here? What do you have on the front burner here?
I'm not really sure. You know, I'm trying to help Robbie with the release of this book and keeping that kind of up in front of everybody's consciousness just to get these ideas out. And one thing I didn't emphasize about the book, and Robbie's going to probably tell you, most people, some of the essays in the book are going to upset or piss you off. And others are going to be, yeah, right on. And that is exactly what the point of the book is. And he said on my interview, he said at the end of the book, I want people to be confused.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, I like it.
Which is great. That's exact, because the subject is confusing and frustrating. So why not? Yeah, here we are. We're mimicking the obliqueness of the subject. So, you know, I'm involved with that quite a bit. I'm, you know, apart from all this stuff, I'm working with a company to test autonomous drone software. So that's been very interesting recently. And, And so those are basically the main. And, you know, I'm continuing to do my show and sporadically, not nearly as faithfully as you guys or a lot of other people, but I'm continuing writing Mysterio, so don't have any plans to fold it or anything. So we'll have a lot of different guests here in the future. Actually, a lot of them in the book, in UFOs Reframing the Debate, I'm going to have a series of roundtables, I think, with different authors in the book.
Oh, nice.
Cool. So that's what's going on with me.
Where can we find more of your stuff, Greg Bishop?
Mainly at RadioMisterioso.com, RadioMisterioso. And you can ask to be added to the Facebook group for Radio Misterioso. Those are the main ways to get in touch and to keep up with what I'm doing, I guess, personally. I should have mentioned a couple other things, too. I'm going to be at Roswell, at the Roswell 70th anniversary, and I'll also be at the East Coast Para Conference in Nova Scotia in August.
We've got ways to find us, too, for the Paracast. You can go to Twitter, look for the Paracast, look for two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. And don't forget to check out the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. We've got the After the Paracast podcast exclusively available to subscribers. We give you a commercial-free version of this show. We offer other goodies with more to come. More stuff from Paul Kimball's Other Side of Truth coming real soon now, he tells us. Check plus.theparacast.com. Special offers for 5-year and lifetime subscriptions.
And be sure to visit OurStrangePlanet.com. There's a new article there on modern dinosaurs and the history of modern dinosaur sightings.
That's it. Got Craig Bishop. Fun as always. Tearing apart the UFO field, trying to find a better way. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks so much.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.